world built will be bound. Cracks unfold this darkest hour. Feel this love I used to hold. Oh, crashing through fallen dreams, the darkness I've seen, and all that you were, you brought your I stood by your side, left your shadow behind. Golden dreams, it's not as it seems when you're holding on to the love that's gone. All these fading truth and no regret, broken thoughts that fill my head, but I saw you in my sleep, and I left you.
Part two has emerged, and obviously playing the Mission Impossible theme has actually brought us neatly back to the second part of what we're referring to as Sound and Chloe's vision, midweek drive or whatever. Chloe, welcome. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm glad to be back.
Marvellous, that's good.
And
it's nice to see
the microphones are all working well.
Hello, Chloe.
Are you all right? I'm glad to hear you back, and we can actually hear you now, which is ideal. It's brilliant.
Yes, it's all working. I'll try not to go dark and lose my microphone any second.
The fantastic tale of Jonathan Lindsley. Curiously, we tested Jonathan and the equipment immediately afterwards, or shortly afterwards, after the last show. It was working splendidly. We can only put it down to David Fox and his magic. He was clearly putting some kind of hex on the whole thing. You know, that's the whole.
I think it was those balloon animals.
As Taryn would rightly say, and we welcome, of course, formally for her first ever Zoomer, welcome back, Taryn Kay. How are you, Taryn?
Well, I'm all good, actually. Yes, I'm all good, I think.
I hadn't realised that actually you were the lift girl in Are You Being Served for 26 episodes.
Yes, we're going back a bit now, though.
Whoa, so. I mean,
I know, we're going way back.
I know, but you know, this was something which I knew you as Princess Marigold, a new singer, dancer, general all-round artist, voiceover artist, somebody who's basically sort of, you know, you resonate with the siren listeners, etc. But 26 episodes of Are You Being Served? I'm so tempted to say you've all done very, very well, but I won't. Because it's a Chloe, look it up on YouTube. Are You Being Served? Yeah. It's a wonderful sort of sequence back in the day.
Yes. Yeah. So this
Zoom thing, which is the closest we've got to what we used to have in Dulwich, what we have in Lincoln, where we kind of bring people together. How are you acclimatizing yourself to the Zoom environment, Taryn?
Well, it's all right. I tell you what, it's been all right when people don't chat for too long. But talking about cheerleading.
Or chat at all in Jonathan's case.
I don't know, Jonathan was, yes. Yeah. I did a Zoom with the cheerleading choreographer from LA, and she was on for 3 hours. Now, she kept on and on about how wonderful we were and how we were so unique and how we got together. 3 hours of it. And you're going, well, come on, I want to go to bed, you know. But anyway, so that caught me off of Zoom. 3 hours was just too much. And that was the night we were clapping for the NHS. I said, I've got to go now, I've got to go and clap. I don't think she missed me because there was about 30 of us. But it was like, 3 hours. It's quite tiring. You know,
I can only suggest it's probably due to their president that they've got. You know, they need to take any bit of solace that's going, really, from that point of view.
I would have given anything for 3 minutes, to be honest with you, earlier.
Jonathan, let it go. All right. In the words of
No, it's gone. It's gone. Look, I'm drinking red wine. I don't care.
Exactly. Oh, dear. Oh, lovely.
So Chloe, you've got two fabulous individuals here. You've got ace actress, singer, voiceover artist and general all-round soul, Taryn Kay. You've got fantastic Pirates of the Caribbean soul, Jonathan Lindsley, and of course ace artist, recently produced a fantastic portrait of Clive Mantle, which again is showing his skills, etc. Whom do you wish to chat to first?
I don't like to choose, but
make
a
decision.
I say Jonathan because I wanted to speak to him earlier. I wanted to find out more, and I'd love to do that the same with the lovely lady there. But I guess just to find out, you know, about more about his career that I didn't get to catch up with in the last show. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Shall we actually we'll give it a bit of fun here. We'll sort of throw back to Jonathan's biography on IMDb, and we can actually say, is this true? Is this a Lindsley true fact? Or is this a not quite sure? Okay.
Yeah, go on. Yeah.
Okay. So I'll test Taryn as well. Bring her in. Taryn, do you think it's true that Jonathan went to a place in Yorkshire called the Gateway to the Dales as a schoolboy? Do you think that's true or false?
Yeah, I think so. Huh? Yeah.
Is that true, so. Jonathan?
That is true. Yes, yes, yes. Okay. I lived in a place called Skipton.
Yay.
Great building society.
Yes.
From it, Chloe, what do you think Jonathan's favourite sport was as a youngster? What do you think his favourite sport might have actually been?
Oh, maybe I'll just say it because it's mine, because otherwise I won't know. Football. I like football, so I don't know. He might do, might not.
Taryn, no? What do you think?
Tennis.
Oh, yeah. Tennis, yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, Jonathan, according to this, you played for Upper Wharfdale in rugby union.
I did, yes.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, rugby player.
But, yeah, I played rugby.
But you do like football, and indeed, no wonder he's in a cheery mood, because he's a lifelong Leeds United supporter.
That's true, yeah. I was born pretty close to Elland Road and have supported Leeds for now 60 years. I know, it's a long time, isn't it?
Yes.
So I've seen all the ups and downs.
Well, they're on and up now. Chloe, of course, as we identified, is a Liverpool supporter.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. We have done amazing. I'm so proud. Klopp's a legend, so just anything to do with Liverpool, I just love. Sorry, I feel bad because I know we're totally different supporters, different teams.
Where are you from, Chloe? Where's your...
I'm from Cleethorpes.
Oh, okay.
Just just the seaside fishing.
I know Cleethorpes. Yes, yeah.
You have to go down and try that fish and chips at some point. It's ever so good. It's not nice. I like it.
Excellent.
If memory serves, Taryn, did you and I not actually once do a murder mystery in Cleethorpes?
Oh,
in Scarborough, wasn't it?
I thought we did Scarborough. I thought we did Cleethorpes as well back in the day. Anyway, that's okay.
It sounds good.
It was extraordinary. Okay, moving on in terms of the whole system. Jonathan, we have here, you appeared in the West End as Frank Rowley in the original production of Up and Under, the 1984 comedy.
I play about rugby, you see. That's the link. You see.
All right. Quick number game here. Taryn, how many commercials, and clearly you are the queen of the commercials when it comes to sort of getting your commercials sort of nudged done for that point. How many commercials do you think Jonathan has actually appeared in? Give me a ballpark.
Well, I've got a feeling quite a lot.
Uh-huh.
But I'm going to guess...
I'll advertise anything, Taryn.
I know, a bit like me. I'm going to go for 60.
60. Chloe, what do you think?
Good.
Oh, 65.
I'm trying to be safe. According to the sequence, you've made Jonathan over 50 television commercials.
Oh, yeah, so you're both right.
Advertising everything from burgers to beer and a familiar face to the public right across the world. Okay, moving
That's
on.
That's true, actually. Yes, very well. You're doing very well. I'm winning, though, because I know all the answers.
Taryn, this is a tough one for you. Can you name two of the Hollywood movies that Jonathan starred in when he was over in Los Angeles?
Well, you've already said one of them, Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yes. There is a subtitle if you want to actually go for bonus points.
No.
That would be tricky.
Yeah, and I wouldn't know the second one. I mean, I could...
Okay, Chloe?
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest in July 2006 and May 2007, At World's End.
Oh, yeah.
Two Pirates of the Caribbean films. Can we talk about Johnny Depp?
If you'd like to.
Did he beat you up, Jonathan? I mean, this is what we need to know. Was there any time in your time on set with Johnny Depp that you said,
yes,
Johnny, I think your impersonation of Keith Harris.
Keith Harris. Yes. It was when he shoved his hand somewhere and tried to make me Orville.
Yeah. Precisely. It's just not good. But yes, in terms of the Rolling Stone character, was there any time where you basically had any tension with Mr. Depp?
No, none at all. No. I mean, to be truthful, I thought he was quite shy. And I've been following the court case in the West End, obviously, recently, and listening to what they were saying about him. And I'm sure it's quite possible that, you know, when under the influence of a lot of alcohol and drugs, he might have been a different person. But my experience of working with Johnny was that he was quite shy, very quiet. And like a lot of really big movie stars, when he switched on some kind of thing that he did, he became this larger-than-life personality. When he became Captain Jack Sparrow, he was completely different from the Johnny Depp who was just standing around waiting to shoot, if you see what I mean. And I think there's a story about Marilyn Monroe who used to walk around Hollywood. And one of her friends said, "Don't people recognize you?" And she said, No, they don't know it's me until I switch it on." And she went, "Well, what do you mean by that?" And she said, "Well, I'll switch it on and show you." And as she switched it on, whatever it was, hundreds of people sort of came out of the shops and down the street and said, "Oh my God, you're Marilyn Monroe. How amazing." And my experience of really big movie stars is that they have this special ability to be larger than life somehow, and they
like
and they have
and,
this
and Chloe obviously
I mean, well it's a charisma thing. I don't know what it is. I mean, I don't have it, but it would be nice if I did. I'd make a lot more money.
I think those sessions in Dumpsy and Makepeace were well worth acknowledging back in the day. So Taryn, have you got any questions you'd like to put to Jonathan or indeed Chloe about life, the universe, or indeed, I mean, have you been to Cleethorpes yourself, Taryn?
I don't think think I have, no. Right. No, I don't think so. Not that I recall. No.
Well, Chloe's already sold the sort of the line in terms of why Clean Thompson is great, so we won't go there again. But any sort of general questions you'd like to put to the team?
Any general questions? Have you been busy, Jonathan? Is it getting busier for you now? Because little bits are beginning to happen. Are you?
To be truthful, no. What happened to me? And this is not going to sound a little bit sad, is that my wife got poorly and became very ill. And for the last 10 years, I was caring for her. I was looking after her. So, which stopped me traveling, stopped me working to a large extent. I mean, I could only do local work and the odd sort of voiceover or commercial. And she passed away last year. So what happened was that I reconnected with my agent, and of course, as soon as I talked to Patrick and he said yes, I'd love to have you back, love to represent you, the lockdown started. So it was all very exciting. I just bought my rail card to go to travel around the southeast, and I just got renewed my passport so I could fly abroad to make movies again. And then, of course, there were no movies, and there was no theatre, and there was no nothing. So, and I was going to ask you two ladies as well: how have you coped with lockdown? Has it changed your lives dramatically?
Yeah, it has. It's a really strange one at the moment. I mean, usually I'm used to going out to gig and meeting everybody, and it's just been a bizarre time. Because obviously, being in the arts like yourself, it's you know, you're used to going to the theatre and performing, and when you can't do that, it's kind of what do you do? I mean, I'm just applied to do teaching, so I'll be teaching like kids in secondary primary school sort of thing. Doing drama, so I've got that to look forward to, and I'm still going to continue doing my music and my drama, but you've just got to keep going. You will get that chance again. It's just annoying for yourself, isn't it? I know you've been through a lot, and then, you know, lockdown, it's absolutely typical, but just as soon as it gets back to normal, as normal as it can be, just go for it. I'm sure you'll do amazing. It's interesting to hear what you both of you, Taryn as well, like both of you are doing, and it's inspiring for me. That's something that I want to do eventually, just keep pushing. So keep doing what you're doing. Yeah.
Excellent. What about you, Taryn?
Well, as for me, I've been quite busy because I do voiceovers from home. And I've been learning stuff from China. And I said to them it's lockdown here, and they kept me quite busy. So I've been all right, but I miss doing my singing gigs that I do, and obviously, you know, miss the acting bit, but slowly things are coming back. I have been to a voiceover studio, and I have done a little film, just a short film the other week. So things are just beginning to happen. But the good thing is swimming pools are open now, so I'm happy. I've been to the Charlton Lido.
Excellent.
So that's made me very happy.
Lovely.
So that's what I miss more than anything is the swimming, I think.
Returning to the Taryn K CV, taken indeed from the Taryn K website, I think it's worth actually having a few moments to actually consider these phenomenal lines here. First job, Taryn, in a summer season in Clacton-on-Sea.
Yes.
Jonathan, yes. Do you have any idea who might have been alongside Taryn and had the privilege of working in Clacton-on-Sea back in the day?
Oh, gosh. In a summer season.
Yeah, let me give you a clue. Bzz, 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 honeybee.
It was Arthur Askey then.
Arthur Askey. Stranger.
Amazing. Dickie Henderson.
We then had repertory seasons in Worthing, Birmingham and Peterborough. In the 90s, and this is something I submit we've never really focused on, Taryn. I mean, clearly, we waited until this Zoom. A professional cheerleader for an American football team performing at Wembley Stadium and Giants Stadium, USA.
Yes. Yeah. Very good. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And it's a reunion next year. So, yeah.
And then.
That was when I met Taryn for the first time, because she had the pom-poms attached to her hands.
Should they have to be surgically removed, Saren?
Yeah, I've still got them, actually. You want me to bring them on?
Go on, should we? I think you should. I mean, Chloe, what do you think? Should we? Taryn, are you set to bring
them? Okay. Well, I'll tell you what.
Is that okay?
Yeah, we haven't got 3 hours. We could talk about you for about 3 hours, how marvellous you were as a cheerleader, if you'd like us to.
It is a thought. I mean, again, other sort of highlights that I picked out. You played the gnome lady Margaret in the promo video for the feature film Sherlock Gnomes, which was obviously classic. And I know my students were very thrilled with Sherlock Gnomes. And of course, we had you in Parting Shots, where you played Bob Hoskins' wife, directed by Michael Winner. Was he okay, Michael, with you, or did you have to hit him?
No. He was lovely with me. He got very stroppy with my girl who played my daughter. He was charming. Charming with me. Charming gentleman, yes.
He realised that he couldn't mess with a Dulwich soul, basically, or indeed a midwit driver. It was very, very important. Let's turn to Chloe for this. Can you identify any particular, or have you any thoughts of the kind of commercials? If you were a casting director, what commercials would you see Taryn in terms of TV commercials?
Let's say Tiller Ladies.
Let me think about this. I don't know. Something where I could see you actually doing, you know, like clothes, but like for, like you get like nice shops like Monzoon, and I don't know if you've heard of Monzoon, like as a shop, but you look like you're a very pretty lady. You've got a nice, you know, figure for yourself, but I see you doing something like that, you know. I could actually see you doing a commercial where you like sort of selling clothes or sort of showing it off. Yeah, you look good for your own.
Colgate toothpaste, Febreze with Paul O'Grady, and of course the classic, my personal favourite, Taryn, the DeLonghi coffee machine.
She's seeing me at the moment. She's a waitress.
They're very important. I won't talk about being the dominatrix in Jamie T's Power Over Men music video. I mean, was that just something that came out of the blue? Method acting?
It was a good video, actually. Dominatrix. They wanted somebody like Pat Butcher from EastEnders, and they picked me. Thing alike. But yeah, that's a good video. Jamie T. Yeah, Power Over Men, in case you want to look it up. It's a good video.
It's the beauty of YouTube. And of course,
I'm going to look it up as soon as this finishes now.
Power Over Men.
And of course, a dancer in The Crown 2, the second series of The Crown for Netflix.
Oh, yes. Bit of, what was I doing? A bit of waltz, a bit twirling. Yes.
Adds to that, presenting online for Scottish Widows, the Wirral Fall Prevention Service, Norla Healthcare, and of course, playing as Chief Executive Officer in Microsoft 365.
Yeah, as you do.
And I'm sure, Chloe, you'll appreciate this. You are now speaking formally, and our listener is thrilled to actually be in the presence of the actress who portrayed Jedward's mum in their music video, Bad Behaviour.
Stay there.
You see, exactly.
I want to see this.
Here we are. Jedward and Taryn there in full glorious technical. In fact, we'll use that as the sort of sequence.
Lovely.
I'm loving the hair, Taryn.
Oh, fabulous.
Yeah. They're good, aren't they? No, she's gone now, Chloe.
And now she came back.
Yeah, that will heretofore be referred to as doing a Jonathan when people actually leave just unexpectedly. It's okay. We went through that, you know.
You got great billing though, Chloe, because when you dropped out, it just said Chloe across the stone, across the
hall. Oh, no.
Fantastic, yeah. It's really good.
It's important. So,
very good.
The general feeling I'm getting is that we're all fairly positive, or we have to be, let's face it. Mm-hmm. What do we think? Do you think that things will turn around? Because we concluded the first part of the sequence with the magician David Fox, Chloe, and a silent Jonathan, for obvious reasons, as we've heard, really thinking about where do we go from here? Do you think technology is helping? I mean, Taryn, obviously your connections with China, keep quiet about that when you're dealing with the Americans.
They don't get on too well.
Do you think that's just one example of how actually, you can, from your living room, from your own home, actually really spread out great artistic work?
Yes, but it's not the same as that connection being with people, is it?
No, you've got to be with human beings, I think.
Yes, you have.
You've got to be within touching distance of people, I think.
Yes, yeah, yeah,
I'm thinking that clearly during lockdown, I mean, there were areas of people using what we're doing now. I mean, this is something which is probably the closest we've come to getting together a team short of being in the studios in either Lincoln or indeed in London, that actually it is working. So maybe some media like radio are better than others, and maybe, as I say, you know, the Hollywood machine needs to acclimatise to that. I don't know. I mean, it's an interesting line. Chloe, any other final thoughts you want to put to either Leeds United supporting and rugby playing Jonathan, soon to be Academy Award winning, it'll happen, I know that, I sense it in my bones, it will, there. Or indeed that ace songstress, voiceover artist, I mean, generally, she's a polymath of the acting profession, and indeed once auditioned for Legs & Co. I know, amazing.
I'd love to say to Taryn, about, because you mentioned about singing as well, and I'd love to know, like, you know, what you've done, and because I'm a singer myself, I'd love to hear more about that.
Okay, well, I used to do a lot of musicals when I started.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but... things like No No Nanette, more 20s, it seems to be 20s, The Boyfriend, Mr. Cinders, lots of pantomime. Playing Principal, I had about 13 or of those. But for the time being, I don't really want to do musicals at all, and the only singing I do at the moment is singing to senior citizens.
You can't sing, Taryn. You can't sing. It's COVID-19. You're not allowed to sing.
Now, I know all my gigs have been cancelled, but I don't do too much of it. But I do enjoy it when I do it. So,
I'd love to hear you sing. You know, I love hearing different people, like talents and all sorts. So I'd love to hear it. I'll have to check you out.
Taryn could sing to Alexius and I, and then she'd be singing to senior citizens, which would be great, wouldn't it?
We just carry on. I was just so going to say, Jonathan, we could actually have we could set up a duet with Taryn and Chloe. We could actually, I mean, Chloe, who produced material. In fact, Chloe's first song, written indeed with the man who actually was responsible for writing Mary's Prayer from Danny Wilson.
So, wow.
Wow. It's lovely. Absolutely lovely. Very down to earth character. So I felt really honoured to do that song with him anyway. So keep going.
Sure you're a much better singer than me because I'm more musical theatre than
not at all. Yeah. We're all different, aren't we? And I think we've all got our own special, you know, gifts. So, you know, everyone's good at what they're good at doing and keep going. So
I'd just like to say that I sang on live television on Blue Peter and got a Blue Peter badge.
Well, hey, there you go. That's brilliant.
I was 50 at the time.
I got a Blue Peter badge. So
I wasn't a child.
You weren't a child, no. I was an adult.
Yeah, so me too. I was...
Jonathan Leslie. Remember Jonathan Leslie?
John Leslie. Yeah.
He chatted up one of the cheerleaders and luckily she went out with him.
Chat me up. I was very disappointed. I was in drag at the time. I was playing Miss Trunchbull in Matilda the Musical.
Oh, I saw you in that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there you are.
Down in Edgware Road. No, not Edgware Road. Marylebone. No, the Shaw Theatre.
At the Shaw Theatre, yes. Yeah, we toured. Yes, we came through the Shaw Theatre.
My lovely friend Tony Howes.
Yeah, Tony, little Tony. That's yeah. It. Well, I directed Tony not that long ago in Dubai, and he played Puck for me in A Midsummer Night's Dream.
Yeah, lovely.
I love that play.
It was great. Yeah. And Tony's just had an operation, so and he's recovering, and he's going to do a one-man show in order to raise money for the NHS, which I thought was very grand of him.
That is genuinely wonderful. I mean,
it's lovely, isn't it?
This is what I've missed, Jonathan and Taryn, from those days at Dulwich, where we could actually turn over the microphones to you guys for at least 46 hours and we'd have lots of theatrical stories. We just go on and on, which is brilliant. Jonathan, I'm going to go for a really big risk now. I'm going to invite you, hopefully, to see if you can actually show to both Taryn and Chloe that awesome portrait that you did of Clive Mantle, if it happens.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, well, it's close enough to... I can run off and get it. Hang on.
Okay, Okay, this is going to be good.
Coming so back.
We're all right from this point of view, because I think this is a side of Jonathan's skills, Chloe and Taryn. I don't think you might have been privileged to see. You might have seen his Facebook updates, but I think this is a really phenomenal new career that for somebody who'd actually never done any painting whatsoever since the whole COVID-19 thing started, I think it's very, very impressive. Of course, he may never return, in which case I'll just have to hand it
to you. Oh, he's back again.
He has returned.
Sorry, I was a long time.
Sorted through. So...
I was showing it to. I've got friends in my living room. You see, I'm doing another Zoom for another radio show in the living room at the same time. Right here we are. Here's
Oh wow!
Can you see that?
Yeah, that's amazing.
Let me get it a bit closer to the camera. There we are. That's my friend Big Clive. I met Clive when I was 14, and we were at Youth Theatre in the National Youth Theatre. He played Robin Hood, and I played Friar Tuck.
Aww. Wow. That's
in a play
very
called
good.
Lord of Misrule. I've known Clive for 50 years.
So you've only just started doing this. That's impressive.
During lockdown, I decided to do something creative because I was stuck at home with nothing to do. So I decided to start painting. So I painted. And I've always painted, well, when I've had an interest in painting, I've always painted landscapes, never really been brave enough to paint a portrait of anybody. So I thought, well, I'll paint myself and see what I look like. And if I look anything like me, then I might be able to paint portraits. And as it turned out, I was all right. So then I started painting dead people because I thought they can't complain.
It's all right. It wasn't a necrophiliac moment.
So
they can't say anything, yeah.
No. So I painted the people I worked with in a television program called Last of the Summer Wine, which I was in many years ago. And as a result of that, people started asking me to paint more of the pictures of the people in Last of the Summer Wine because they're still a fan base and it still goes out on TV. So that's what happened. So, yeah, so I've painted 10 of the characters from that. And and then I've just painted my friends, basically. So anybody I know who's sort of local, you know, and I give them the pictures. So I'm sending that to Clive on Monday in the post. So he'll hang it up in his study.
I think, Jonathan, you should paint Chloe and Taryn. We should have a sort of as a two muses.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
I think so, yeah. Yeah. Funnily enough, I'm better at painting older men character faces because they're you two are far too beautiful, you see. This is the problem. And also I get nervous when painting lovely women because I worry that they'll be unflattered because I tend to paint what I see sometimes and people don't like what I see.
It's an extraordinary moment, which is almost bringing us around to the notion where we'll have to say happy trails at present. But I
will
say
end?
That in terms of coordinating things, I'll make sure that a Chloe Rose song goes on at the start of this whole piece, so you can listen to Chloe singing one of her classics.
Oh, I'd love to hear that. Yeah,
exactly. It gives you reason to actually click on the link and download it. You know, we wrapped up the first part with the theme to Mission Impossible because, let's face it, I did think you'd self-destructed, Jonathan. I thought you'd actually gone to that stage. It was all going to explode.
Me and my mate Tom Cruise.
Exactly. But it falls to Chloe now, because Next Generation, they do this so well. Chloe, would you like to ask Taryn and Jonathan those last two questions?
Yes, have you both had a lovely time on the show?
Or a reasonably interesting Zoomer, one of the two, but whatever.
Yes, a reasonably interesting Zoomer.
Well, I'm going to speak first because Taryn needs to finish. So I'm going to say thank you very much, Chloe. Yes, I have had a lovely time. And yes, I would love to come back. And I'd just like to say it was a great pleasure to meet you too.
Oh, and you too. It's been lovely. I've enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Lovely. And yes, me too. I've enjoyed it as always. And it's nice to meet you again, Jonathan Inslee. And it's nice to meet you, Chloe.
It's nice to meet you.
And it's actually the first time I think we've seen each other, Taryn, for a good few years as well, which is wonderful. And I do, you know, hats off for the fact that you have the same acoustic level as Andrew Castle, that sort of nice echoey scenario that's in the background there. It's wonderful. We'll use soft furnishings next time. It's all good. Got to ask a subsidiary question to Jonathan and Taryn. Chloe, we've been working with the last year or so. Do you think that Dulwich magic is still there then? I mean, you know, all those years, I mean, we started the whole thing off, what was it, 20, 30 years ago, etc. Is it still there, do you think? Can we capture that back again? What do you think,
Taryn? Oh, I think so, definitely.
fun
there. Yeah, it did. I would never have met Taryn I don't think we'd have met, would we, Taryn, if I hadn't if I hadn't done the radio show with you.
And as I pointed out, had it not been for Taryn actually alerting Jonathan to the fact that I was still alive, he probably thought I was dead in any case.
That's true. No, I couldn't find you. You had no online presence as far as Facebook was concerned, or Twitter, or any of those sort of things. Mm. You were incognito, Alexius.
Well, I wasn't really incognito.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, it's a Facebook message. Are you alive? It's nice.
You see, what happened was Taryn shocked you, because I know you were hiding from me.
Taryn, Kay, Jonathan Lindsley, and Chloe Rose, huge thanks indeed. Many thanks. Keep on keeping on, and I'm sure we'll speak again very, very soon.